This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my God. What a mighty God you are, Lord. How great is our God. For hallelujah. Father, we serve a mighty God, and we just give you adoration. And we just honor you, my Father. And we just want you to know, my Father, that we love you, Father. And, Father, we want to love you much more than we do. Because, Father, you are revealing to us, Father, in this generation and these days, Father, how much you love us. And as we see how much you love us and as it is revealed unto us, my Father, we come to the place, Father, where we love you. And not only do we love you, Father, but help us to love you much more than we do. Help us to serve you much more than we do. Help us to obey you much more than we do. Draw us closer, Lord. Draw us close to you. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you would allow us to assemble ourselves together through the media networks, Father, and technology and radio and television and everything that's at our disposal to get your message out, Father. But that you were some of the people in this hour, my Father, that you will call us, my Father, past the gates of praise, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past this radio broadcast, past all of that, my Father. Past all of that, all the way behind the veil, into your very presence, my Father. That you would point unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and we would ask that you would speak to our hearts in this hour, Father, that you would edify us, that you would build us up, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, Father, that we might be filled with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, my Father, so that we might know, Lord, what is the hope of this calling that is in Christ Jesus that you have given unto us, my Father. And Lord, as you reveal to us by your Holy Spirit your will for our lives, Then we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and say yes to your will and yes to your way. So thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your saving grace and for sending us back the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. And my Father, we just say thank you. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your ministry and scenario today. You speak through these lips of clay. You anoint all our ears to hear, not just what I say, but what the Spirit of the Lord, what the Father say to all of us about what I say. So that we might eat from the King's table, and thereby function in our kingship and our authority and our dominion. And as in always, we're always careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the credit. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. Amen. Hey, mighty men. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Once again, you know, it's always an honor to come on this radio broadcast, boy, and just get an opportunity to allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister to me, to those who have ears to hear. And listen, you know, as I always tell you all the time, you know, we have out the Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. That's our ministry. And we have one assignment. That's it. One assignment from the God. We're not a jack of all trades. We just got one message. We just got one assignment. That assignment is this, you know. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, he said, I'll be with you until the end of the age. That's our assignment. That's our assignment. Well, go into all the world and make disciples of all men, teaching them all things that I have taught you. And lo, I will be with you till the end of the age. Hallelujah. Hey, that's it. We just got one assignment. We just got one message. He said, go and make students of everybody. Don't go and make church members. That's all right. But I'm talking about something beyond that. He said, go and make students, disciples of all men, and teach them the things that I taught you. Go build them up. Go edify them. Go educate them. In the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who God is and what God is doing. Go teach them everything that I taught you. So I began to study the Bible. And I began to study the Bible, I discovered a treasure in it. I began to read the four Gospels. And I began to read the four Gospels, then, you know, out on the page, man, I begin to be taught. I didn't become a church member. I became a disciple of the Word. I didn't go join the church, you know. I went and got in the Word. Now, don't misunderstand me. There ain't nothing wrong with joining the church. And I'm talking about me and this assignment and the purpose for this radio broadcast and the purpose for why you're listening to this radio broadcast. Let me say this while I'm right here. This is the word of life. This is not a religious message. This is not a, you know, church as we know it, you know. This school. If you turn into this radio broadcast, you know, it's to educate you. Not to inspire you, not to hype you up, not to stir up your emotions, not to make you jump and shout, you know, in a traditional way because you feel something. This one here is not to inspire you. This is to inform you. Now listen, again, don't misunderstand me. Ain't nothing wrong with inspiration. And ain't nothing wrong with good inspirational messages and everything else, and that's good. But there's a purpose for that. The purpose for the inspiration is to inspire us to go and get some information. And when you got some inspiration and some information, oh Lord, then you can go and represent boy, the Word of God. you can go and proclaim the word of God. When you got some inspiration and some information, when you're inspired and excited and everything else, and you got some knowledge, man, to go along with that and some understanding, then we can be able to apply that effectively, man. And then we'll see the manifestation of God's word in our lives. But I say the manifestation of God's word in our lives. And listen, ain't enough for us to get good inspired, inspirational messages and all those things are good and everything else. But boy, I'm talking about that would bring glory to God is when those good inspirational messages that we partake of and that we hear, and even the informational message that we hear and everything else, when more of that become manifested in our lives. When they begin to be manifested in our lives. Even if it start with just a little bit of tender blade, like when you plant a plant, the first thing come out the ground is a little bit of tender shoot. Even if it start off like that. In fact, that's how it starts off, like that. And boy, it just continue to grow and grow and grow until more harvest time, and there the fruit is, or the harvest, or whatever it is that you planted. I say it again, you know, if you tune into this radio broadcast, it's because God not only wants to inspire you, but he wants you to know some things. I'm going to say it again. He wants you to know some things. So back in 1980, I began to study the Word of God, you know, and I studied the Word of God, and I was studying it in the light of, you know, not to read it to go get a message out of it, you know, but I think I had a different approach, and I think it was just by the Spirit of the Lord for such a time as this. You know, when I began to study the Bible, I didn't study the Bible to learn and to know it in chapter and verse. I had one intention. You know, when I first read the Bible, when I opened the Bible and started reading in 1980, this is the first thing I read. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in Him, talking about the Word, was life. And the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness couldn't overtake it or oversee it or put it out. He came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, talking about the word, that was life. As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. And then later on in that chapter, boy, it says, and the word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And boy, this will cap it off. And of his fullness, talking about the word, there was life that was full of grace and truth. You say, of his fullness, that became flesh. Of his fullness, have we all received grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Well, then listen, in that word I just quoted to you, boy, it said, is it? In the beginning was the word of God. And the word with God is God and was God. And in him was life. That's the everlasting life. That's Zoe life. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but the word of the Lord is going to abide forever. Hallelujah. That's the everlasting life. And he said, and in him, in who? In this world was life. What's Zoe life? The God kind of life. Life the way God lived and life the way God intended for us to live. What that kind of life is? The God kind of life, what you're talking about, that kingdom life? That's in the word. And in that word is life. So I began to study the word, man, you know, because I say, wait a minute, hold it. In the beginning was the word, and the word got life in it. So I began to study the Bible, you know, not to know it in chapter and verse. I began to look for the life that was in it. That Zoe life. Not theology of it, but the life that was in it. And boy, as I As I begin to read the Bible, I begin to read the Gospels, the four Gospels. And in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know, that was the New Testament. Because, see, I didn't know all this then. I just, you know, I'm becoming a disciple back in 1980. So I began to read, man, and then I was off the page, man, you know. I didn't know what I told you now, what my assignment was. Go into all the world and preach the kingdom of God and make disciples of all men and teach them everything I taught you. Back then, I didn't know that. I was just starting off. So I began to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then I began to, you know, the first thing that jumped off the page in me in there is say, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit. This is around chapter 4, after he had been tempted of the devil, after he was baptized by John. This is the beginning of his ministry. Jesus' ministry. And the Bible says, and he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. This is after he had put the devil on his feet and the devil had left from him, them temptations that he had, you know. And after the devil left him, he went through that experience, then he said he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the word. He was returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. What was he talking about? Remember I told you in John chapter 1, the Bible said, and the word became flesh. What? That word that had the life in it, that was full of grace and truth, had life in it. And I told you the icing on the cake is that word that was full of grace and truth, that had life in it, the Bible said, of his fullness, of all of his fullness, have we all received. Grace upon grace upon grace. Upon grace. Word of the man. All the life that's in that word. All the fullness that's in God's word. All the exceeding great and precious promises that's in God's word. It don't matter what you listen. All the eternal life that's in his word. All the godness that's in his word. All the holiness that's in it. All the healing that's in his word. All the provision. All the deliverance. All the salvation that's in his word, of his fullness, have we all received. And listen, it don't matter what it is. It don't matter what it is, what it seems like, what it be like, what it is, how it is in your life here on the earth, in this natural realm that we live in. That don't alter the word of God. That don't alter not his word, boy. If he says something, man, that's a done deal. It don't matter if you can't see it. It don't matter if it don't appear that way. It don't matter, man, what the deal is. I tell you, in him was life. That word had turned darkness into light. It had turned sickness into health. Listen, it had turned death into life. It had turned poverty into wealth. Well, you get to the place where you know what, man, the wealth that is, or the treasure that is, or it won't even matter to you. Well, because, boy, you come from a country where there's where treasures, boy, your treasures, good God of mine. Hello. Man, listen, the treasures that you have that you might not know about that's in the word of his fullness, have you already seen? You know how rich the word is? The word made all the gold and all the silver. All the gold and silver was made by the word. All the gold and silver. It was made by the word. All things was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about the word of God. And boy, I'm talking about man, this. So and what you said again, man, that you read in John chapter 1 of his fullness? What? Of the fullness of the word of God that we all received. Well, let me tell you something, boy. You got treasures in heaven that you know not of. Hello. Baby, we value our gold and silver here and get our value from gold and silver here, but where you come from, boy, the streets is paved with gold and silver. Hello. Hallelujah. And boy, let me tell you something, man. And you know something the word said? I told you, I don't care what it look like, what it appear like, what it be like, boy. I'm talking about that which was from the beginning. the word of God. If it says something, it's done deal. If God spoke something, he can't alter the word that had gone forth out of his mouth. No, Lord, it can't return to him void. That's impossible. I'm not talking about the preacher's word. I'm not talking about my word. I'm talking about the word of God. God's word. That's the most powerful force in the universe. The word of God. I'm going to say that again. That's the most powerful force in the universe. It'll change a sinner that's on his way to hell, man, to a saint, that man that's on his way going from glory to glory to glory into all of the kingdom of heaven to everlasting life in heaven on earth forever and ever and ever. Say that again, Arthur. I'm talking about a word brought upon the Lord, man, that'll change a sinner that's on his way to a devil's hell to a son of God that's on his way to everlasting life in the kingdom of God on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. In fact, that's what God's word, man, spoke. And let me tell you something, that's what's happening. When God's word speaks, even if you see in the natural realm that you live in, you might not see it, you might not understand it, but boy, that don't alter it. That don't alter the word that's going out of his mouth, baby. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it's coming to pass. And watch this here. He don't live in time. So a trillion, billion, zillion years to him is like a moment. He don't live in time. Yeah. I'm talking about eternity. And that word of God, man, let me tell you something. It'll translate you, or transform you and translate you out of the kingdom of darkness, out into, boy, this natural life that we're just living in, man, over into the kingdom of God, dear son, abundant life. Superior in quality and superior in quantity. And I ain't talking about with natural material thing, but I'm talking about, boy, with the character and nature of the Most High God. With the attributes of the Most High God. Functioning and operating, man, in the likeness of the Most High God. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, I quoted this to you too, and that word became flesh and dwelt among us. And in 1 John, it said this, that which we have seen, and that which our hands have handled, and that which we have touched and looked upon, you know, of the word of life. We saw it. We touched it. The word of life. You say, that's what we declare unto you. Why? Because, boy, we had fellowship with him. We hung out with him. We laughed and talked with him. We saw him open blind eyes and unstopped death ear. We saw him crucified. We saw him raised from the dead, boy. So that you too, who, as all of us, may have fellowship with us, boy, with that word of life. So that you too might experience that and know the reality of that and what all that meant and what all that bought for your life. That you too may have fellowship with us and of a truth. The Bible says our fellowship is with the Father. And with his Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and all the brethren, all the citizens of the kingdom of God, all one, fellowshipping together. See, that's why we declare this message unto you, so that we all may be one, not separated by our ideologies and our theologies and our philosophies and all our religious. Man, God ain't about all of it. He's not. That ain't the word of life. The word of life is about one thing. Getting the life that's in that word out of the chapter and verse on the inside of every last one of us. I'm going to say it again. The only answer is one thing. And if you're listening to this radio broadcast, boy, for one thing, to get the word, man, out this radio broadcast, out of the chapter, out of the Bible, out of the chapter, and out of the verse, down on the inside of us. Down on the inside of us. Like an importation. Like downloading information on a hard drive. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we too may have fellowship with who? John, them, and them disciples, man, who Jesus talked about. They saw him, they touched him, they held him, so that we too may see him, may touch him, may have him. So that, in other words, let me say it a separate way. They had a personal relationship with him. That relationship that they had with him, that was personal. Thank God for the collective men and all that, and when we come together, the congregation. But I'm talking about man coming past the gates, past the course of praise, past his radio broadcast, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. I'm talking about more than anything else. Lord, let me tell you something. He really want to do one thing. He want to get it out of the chapter, and out of the Bible, and out of the verse, and out of the preacher's hot mouth, through the preacher's mouth, through your ears, all the way down on the inside of you. Why? Because it got life. And he's trying to get that life on the inside of you. So just like that word became flesh and we saw it in Jesus, that same word might become flesh and we see it in one another. Hallelujah. That we stop trying to show the world of Christians or the Christ, then we'd be showing the world of Christ of the Christians. I wonder if I got anybody out there here what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. He said, you're sacrificing your burnt offering and all that. You know, that's all fine and everything, Danny, and everything. But all that's a means to an end. Don't stop at the means. Keep on keeping on. Don't stop at the gates of Thanksgiving. Don't stop at the course of praise. Don't stop, man, at the church service and sanctuary, man. Come all the way behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God where you can have a one-on-one. I'm talking about more than anything else, boy. He just want to hang out with you. He just wants you to hang out with him. For everything that he's done is a means to that one end. What? The word becoming flesh. So that we might be one. So that we might hang out with him, not just collectively like we do and get our emotions stirred up and all those things out there, but that we might know who we are. That we might know what is the hope of our calling, the exceeding greatness of the power that's to us. What power that you talking about, boy? The power that's in his word. I told you that's the most powerful force in the universe. And of his fullness, we have all received. Why do you think God will speak this to us? Because he wants us to know that, hey, listen, he's about one thing, man. He's not just about us being inspired by the word of God. He wants us to be inspired by the word of God, then informed by the word of God, then transformed by the word of God, then changed by the word of God, boy, until the word of God become flesh, until the word of God become us. Until we become one with the word, until the word abide in us and we abide in the word. And maybe he said, you can ask anything that we will and it shall be done unto us. What are you saying to Arthur, man? Let me tell you something. Your attitude toward the word of God determines what place God holds in your life. We got a lackadaisical attitude toward God's word. We got a lackadaisical attitude toward God. If you just take God's word for granted, boy, you just take God for granted. You just spend a little time, man, centered around the word of God. You just spend a little time centered around God. Listen, everything that he's doing with his word. By the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord moves upon the face of the deep. And it was chaos, nothing but darkness, I told you. Just like the Bible says, the word shining in darkness, darkness couldn't put it out. But it was chaos, nothing but darkness. Just like our lives without him. All out of order, all disorder, all out of right, chaos. Just like it was, man, in the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I'm talking about all out of order, chaos, a garbage dump, a mess. That's our lives, man, without God, outside of the word of God. I don't care how good it might look. I don't care how rich it might be, how famous it might be. Man, you ain't got the word of God on this. You're a garbage dump. It might seem right, it might seem good, and it all look good and everything else, but boy, let me tell you something what the word say. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end leads to destruction. That's just something, man, to distract you, to take your eyes off of Jesus, off of the word of God, and put your eyes on, man, the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of the riches of the earth, and the desires of this natural realm, and the natural wealth. When I told you, boy, you got treasures in heaven that you don't know nothing about. I'm talking about all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. How rich is the kingdom? I told you, boy, we think not, not, we get our value from our money, from the gold and silver. Baby, where your resources come from, boy, where your citizenship is at, boy, the streets is paved with gold. You don't have to take no thought, man, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. It don't matter if you ain't got a quarter in a bank account down here, boy. You got treasures in heaven. I'm going to say it again, that you don't know nothing about. If you don't know nothing about it, you won't even try to possess it. You won't try to possess it. You won't never have it. It's yours. But you're going to have it in the sweet by and by. But boy, as I told you, as I began to read them four Gospels, the Word, I discovered something, you know. I discovered that this Word here that became flesh, that this Jesus who walked the shores of Galilee, you know, that we read about and heard about and everything else, that physical man, that was the Word. I told you the Word that was God and is God, and that was full of life, and the life was the light of men. That Word became a human being, and that Word, man, we know him as Jesus. Who is that? That's the Word of God. Who is that? That's the most powerful force on the universe. Listen, boy, the devil, everything the devil doing, boy, is coming to rob the Word of God out of your life. But if he can get you separated from the Word of God, man, he can take you captive at his will. Listen, he can even take the captive at his will, even the very leg. All of us. And boy, what he's attacking the area that we don't know. That's what he after. That's why I say he after man knowledge. He after you coming to the knowledge of the truth. He after you abiding in the Word and the Word abiding in you. He want to separate you from the Word. That's the first thing he done from the very beginning. He been doing that from day one. That's the first thing he did in the Garden of Eden, man. First thing he did, man, was attack the Word of God. He come running up in the garden, man. Hey, what God said? Then the woman said, God told us, man, we can eat out the tree of all the any tree of the garden, but if we eat out the tree of that one, then we're going to not the good and evil, we're going to surely die. What he did, he attacked the Word of God. God didn't mean that. What he done, separate them from the Word of God. Because he know if he can separate you from the Word of God, that's your life support system. Glory to God. He separates you from the Word of God, he can separate you from God. What the Word is God. Well, if he separates you from your source, then, man, you ain't got no strength. You ain't got no vitality. How a plant going to make it if you pull it up out the soil? It's going to wither away and die. But, baby, if you grab it back into that soil and put water on it, boy, it'll start thriving and growing and growing and growing. And as long as it's hooked up to the soil, it don't matter about all the little weeds and bugs and everything else that fly up on it and all the little issues and everything else and the problem that you might be having in your life. But if you stay hooked up to the Word, Lord, that's your source. That's what the devil has to separate you from the Word. He don't want you to know the truth. He don't mind you knowing of the Word and boy, if he separates you from the Word, man, he don't have to worry about you being no threat to his kingdom. He won't have to worry about you being no threat to helping God bring the world to the knowledge, man, of what's really going on. That Word that became flesh, that dwelt among us, boy, that was the Father, that was God himself in that Word. Doing what, Arthur? Reconciling mankind back to himself. Lord. What that is, Arthur? That's the Word of God. Doing what, Arthur, boy? Hooking mankind back up, man, to their souls. What? The Word of God. What happened to Adam and Eve in the garden? They got separated from the Word of God. They transgressed the Word of God. They declared independence, man, from the Word of God. They didn't want to make it, they want to do their own thing. What the devil did, separate them from the Word of God. Separate them from the presence of the Lord. Separate them, man, from the Holy Spirit. Separate them, man, from the right standing, the righteousness that they were. That's why they saw that it was naked. But they thought that the man was no longer righteous, no longer pure. Well, that they was men in transgression of the law. They had gone against God's word, man. In the moment that you do that, you separate yourself from your source. That's your source. That's just like the ground is the source for the plants and the trees and everything to live in. The Word of God is the source for you to live and abide by. What the Lord trying to tell us today, Arthur, baby? Listen. Jesus said this way. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. You know why I say that? Because if his word, if we abide in his word and his word abide in us, then we'll be asking according to the word. And I told you, boy, when you come to the knowledge of that and understand that and know how to function in that, God's word can return to him void. It got to accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. It got to do what he sent it to do. And he can't alter the word that gone forth out of our mouth. That's why I told you, he said, hey, listen. He said, go and make disciples of all men. Like I told you, I ain't come on here to stir up your emotions. Come over here, man, make, you know, you feel good. Yeah, it'll do that. But no way to do that from. It'll do that starting from the inside. I got to say that one more time. It'll stir up your emotion. It'll hype you up. But it'll be from the inside out. It won't be from the outside in. It'll stir up your spirit. It'll stir up your soul. It'll stir up your emotion, your mind, your desire, your everything. And it'll inspire you, man, to be conformed to that word. Brother Austin, it inspires you, man, to desire all that God has for your life. Well, listen, when you find out what your inheritance is and all that God has for your life and all the things that Jesus Christ came here and did and everything, we know what they are, but we don't know why they are. So therefore, the result of it, man, why we don't know why they are, because we don't. I told you the devil separates you from the word. Listen, don't take this in the wrong way, man, and I say this no in a positive way. But joy to the believers that's out there that go to church, man, they don't know the word. They know of the word, and they know about the word, but they don't know the word. What you mean? They're not disciples. They're church members. And that's a good thing. You know, hey, listen, that'll get you saved in the wilderness. But if you become a disciple, you can go on across come on out of Egypt. That's this world. Come on through this wilderness experience. That's, man, the transformation and the renewing of our mind, man, all the way, man, over into the promised land. What's that? Your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. What's your inheritance? What's our inheritance, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us when? Before the foundation of the world. Dear Lord. Somebody say that again. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. All that heaven consists of. But people trying to get to what's already theirs. People trying to get to heaven. That's your inheritance. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ come, brought it back to this earth. Ain't that something? Through the religious rituals and everything else, man, the religious churches, man, all are different ones. Muslims, Hindus, Christians, whatever they are. Yeah, and the religious order, not the people. The religion. God loves all the people. I don't care what you are, Christian, man, Baptist, Muslim, Hindu. He loves everybody. And when I say those things, man, about the Christian religion and internet, I'm not talking about the Christian people or the Buddhist people or the Hindu people or the Muslim people. Or the Baptist or the Methodist. When you hear me say those things like that, I ain't talking about the people. I ain't talking about you if you're in that category. I'm talking about that religion, the Baptist religion, the Christian religion, the Muslim religion. This ain't no religion, man. This is about the restoration, man, of your inheritance. What's your inheritance? This is about a king and his kingdom. And the kingdom that he set up for his children. Who are the children? That's you and I. What is that? That's in the word. And there's life in there. That's why the devil don't ever want you to find out that. That's why I told you I started reading Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. Boy, when I found out, and I told you, boy, when he said, when he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, and he began to preach, he said this, and from that time forward, he began to preach and say, repent for the kingdom of heaven. Good God Almighty. What did he say, Arthur? From that time forward, when he began his public ministry, he did what his ministry was, repent. For all of the kingdom of heaven is near you. That's what that hand means. That's how close it is. It's within hand's reach. It's among you. I come to bring it back. That's what I had up on my shoulder. That government that I had up on my shoulder, Yeah, that Isaiah the prophet talked about, yeah, that's the kingdom, man. That's your inheritance. That you're lost. That perhaps you don't even know that you're lost. But you're lost. What? Your inheritance. What? Your kingship. Your identity. Your true identity. You don't know that you're the son of the Most High God. Glory to God. You don't know that you're a king. You don't know that you're a ruler. You don't know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't know, man, that I really will watch over my word to perform. You don't know, you really don't know, said the Lord, who I created you to be. You really don't know that you were created in my image and in my likeness. You really don't know that you got the same character and the same nature as I do. You really don't know that the same words that I do, you can do also. You really don't know that just like I speak and things happen, and when you speak, things happen too. You really don't know the power that's available to you through the resurrection of my son, Jesus Christ, here to Lord. You really don't know. And for that lack of knowledge, he said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The boy he led day, he raising up boy on top of sons and daughters of the Most High God, who going about men doing good, and destroying the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? That separates you from the word of God so that you don't know the truth. I ain't talking about knowing other truth and knowing about the truth. So you know other truth and you know about the truth, but I'm talking about a personal relationship. I'm talking about you having, hey, listen, I tell you, thank God for the corporate relationship where you can get your emotions stirred up, but I'm talking about, this is what I'm talking about now, is a one-on-one thing, with you and the word. Hey, listen, God always talking. And God always transmitting. You know, we just ain't tuned in to that frequency, to that channel. You know, we got here a lot of static. Because all the cares of this world and all the way we've been trained and conditioned to think and live and be in this world system that we live in, all the distractions up there right there, man, you know, kind of make it hard for you to hear God's voice. But he still is talking. He started speaking. But boy, I found man the frequency, and I found man the call numbers, man. And I found, boy, where you can tune your channel to, man, where you can hear, man. And boy, the static will start going away and away, and it start becoming plainer and plainer and plainer and plainer. And you know what the frequency and the call numbers are? Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. All of your inheritance, everything that you lost, your identity, the Holy Spirit, everything that you lost, your righteousness, everything, all the treasures of heaven, all the healing of heaven, all of the deliverance of heaven, all the salvation, everything that you lost in there, that image and that likeness of the Most High God that we are. Them sons and daughters of the Most High God that we are. Those kings and queens of the Most High God that we are. Those mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God that we are. All that restored back to us. Jesus said, hey, listen, boy, all of that is within your reach. Right now, it's within your reach. Well, yeah, that's what I come to bring. That's what I come to tell you about. That's what I come to proclaim to you. Everything that the Old Testament was talking about that's coming, I come to tell you that, hey, I'm it, and it's here, and it's your inheritance, and here, it belongs to you. You know, when he rose from the dead, boy, the Bible says he rose with all power, all the power of heaven, he had that at his disposal, all the powers on earth, he was ruling and reigning on the earth, even all the power under the earth, that's death, he had even power over death. And then he rose to the ground, and then, man, he made an astounding statement. Then he said to all mankind, here, it belongs to you. I come to get your stuff back. Just like Adam gave your stuff up and caused you to be born in this way that you are, separated from your stuff and separated from the word of God, hey, through one man's disobedient Adam, I'm the first Adam. I'm the original Adam. And I come to get back what the first print lost for you and restore it back to you and teach you all about it and show you how it operates and how it functions, and to teach you the functioning principles of it. And then I'm going to go on back up to my father where I came from, and I'm going to sit there, man, while I watch you become who you already are. Glory to God. What? That's what the word says. I come down here, boy, to pick you up. I come down here to save you. Listen, I'm talking about saving in every area that we need saving in. Watch this here. The word came down here to save us. The word came, and the word done gone, man. And the word done gone back up. You know what the word said, man, when he said it's finished. What? Hey, what you gave me to do, Father, what? To get back everything that they lost and to redeem their life from the destruction, even though they don't understand none of that, Father, you know, from the realm of the spirit, because they just no sense knowledge, man. And even though they don't understand, even though the disciples, even though they don't understand, even though, Father, that they ain't going to alter the word that gone forth out of your mouth. But they just going to receive it, man, and start becoming, man, dead. By the very fact that I'm coming back up and take my seat at your right hand is the indication that the work that you gave me to do is finished. That's what Jesus says to the Lord. They listen, now, boy, it's a done deal. Now, what they're doing down there on the earth now, Lord, that you didn't finish, they becoming. They becoming what? They becoming everything that God will say about them. I ain't talking about through the prophets. Because, boy, God spoke some things to you concerning the prophet, boy. Make you run and hide. I'm talking about what God spoke to Adam and Eve, man, before they even ate off any tree in the garden, not the good and evil. I'm talking about what God and Adam and Eve were talking about in the garden in the cool of the day with unbroken fellowship, that personal relationship that Adam had with God, that personal relationship that their family had with God, that personal relationship that their husband and wife had with God, that personal relationship that their man and woman had with God. Personal. In doing what, Arthur? In becoming. Becoming what, brother? Becoming what the word say. I told you the Bible saying the word became flesh. That's what God wants us to become, one with the word and the word one with us. Jesus prayed it this way in John chapter 17. He said, Father, I pray that they might be one. I and them, them and us, we all one. So that, boy, what your will and desire may be glorified on the earth. So they might be on earth just like it is in heaven. How you going to get that done, Father? Hey, that's your goal. Yeah, how you going to get that done? Hey, through my son, Jesus Christ, he done his work. How you going to get it done? Through his disciples. Who going to go and make disciples of all men. Who going to go let all men, mankind know that I was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back unto myself. I was in Christ Jesus, said the Lord, I mean hooking mankind who was separated from the word, separated from me, separated from my presence, separated from the Holy Spirit, separated from their identity, separated from their authority and their power and their might that they have, separated from their inheritance, to all of the kingdom of God. That I was in Christ Jesus, who? The word. For what purpose? To reconcile all of y'all back to me. To hook y'all back up to the word. Well, that's the answer. That's the answer to everything. And that's what the devil coming to rob out your life. I got to keep emphasizing this. I guess the Holy Spirit wants to keep knowing. Be mindful and don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Everything that he's doing, all the circumstances, all the situations, all the symptoms, everything that he's dangling in front of us and everything else is a means to one end, boy. That's to rob the word of God out of your life. Hey, listen, I hear and everything else, man. You know, and the devil's looking like he seems to be pretty successful in that, because, boy, I'm talking about, man, people in the world, that, even some Christian people, you know, they look at hear the word of God, and they stroll right on by. They be turning their channel, man, and channel, man, you know, they be picking up channel, and a Christian television station, come on, man, you keep on clicking, man. You won't even hesitate to stop. You be fine-tuning your radio, man, a preacher come on there, man, and you tune in, man, you tune right on by. You go to church, man, and you hear a good word, man, you go in one ear and come right on out the other. And while you're hearing that word, boy, you're emotionally stirred up, but boy, go right on in one ear and come on right on out the other one. And you understand nothing. You don't understand what really happened. And then they say, hey, what it was? It was good, but you know, you don't remember what it was. But it was good for the moment. That's how powerful the word of God is. But boy, if you abide in it, listen, I found out something, man. What was the fine tuned channel author? What was the station and what was the call number? That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. That's the beginning of Jesus' ministry. That's his inauguration of speech. The Bible says from that time forward, that's what he began to preach. Repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven is within your reach. All of your inheritance that you lost in Adam is within your reach. Let me tell you something, boy. That was 2,000 years ago. He didn't came and gone, finished, and everything else, man. What we got to do, man, we got to abide in the Word. We got to get in the Word. And we got to get in the Word in the light in which it was written. How God's speaking, man, and what God is saying, man, and what's the word, what's the message, man, that God is preaching, man, to the world today? This gospel of the kingdom. I ain't talking about the gospel of, I ain't talking about no other gospel. I ain't might as well not, man. I'd be sometimes biting my teeth to say, but I ain't talking about no other gospel, man. It don't have but one message. The Bible says from John the Baptist to Moses, and from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophet was preached. But now, the kingdom of God is being preached. That's a channel, that's a frequency that he's talking on. In time past, he spoke through the prophets. Like I told you, man, he wants you to come all the way behind and come all the way past the preliminaries, man, the gates of thanksgiving and the courts of praise and the church service, all the way, man, where you can hear from him yourself, where you can know the word of God for yourself, where you can know him for yourself. That's what he wants. He don't want you to know him through your church or through your organization or through your religion or through your belief or through your ideology. He wants you to know him one-on-one, boy. That's what this whole thing is all about. Let me say, cut to the chase, tell you what this message is all about. Hey, God saying, if you ain't really met me, man, God say, I don't want you to join a church and shake the preacher's hand and write your name on the church roll. I want you to, man, come on in, be born again, and come on into the kingdom. And shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. And get your name written in the Lamb's book of life. Glory to God. He don't want you to join no church. He wants you to be born into his kingdom. He wants you to have citizenship, man, not membership. Let me say that a little bit better. Not just membership. That's all right to join the church and shake the preacher's hand and write your name on the church roll and become a part of that. But, man, I'm talking about something way greater than that, man. I told you, man, I'm talking about, man, becoming a citizen of the kingdom of God and meeting and shaking not the preacher's hand but the Lord Jesus Christ, man, meeting him for yourself, glory to God, and knowing him for yourself, hallelujah, and getting your name not written on a church roll. Your name can be written on a church roll, and you'll split hell wide open. But to get your name written in the Lamb's book of life, that's what I'm talking about, boy. Why, Arthur? Because the Bible says, glory to God, that whoever name was not written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, they come back rejoicing, them 12 disciples, and Jesus sent them out two by two and told them, man, listen, you know, go preach the kingdom of God. He give them one assignment. Go preach the kingdom of God. He didn't tell them to go preach Jesus and tell them about him and tell them about his resurrection, how he died up on the cross and all. He doesn't know. Go preach the kingdom of God. What about the kingdom of God? That may all your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven, that you lost in Adam, man, all that, the life that God was, Adam and Eve had before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that lifestyle, that culture, that nature, all of that influence, that ability, that identity. You can come on back into that. And boy, start living your life, man, from there. Right. Your inheritance. Right. All of the kingdom of heaven. That's your inheritance. Why do you keep telling this argument over and over on this radio broadcast? For I don't know how ever long you've been on here. Because let me tell you something, that's what it's all about. The restoration of God's kingdom on the earth. Listen, that's the theme of the Old Testament. The theme of the Old Testament is the restoration of God's kingdom. All those things that happened, man, listen, let me say it a little plainer. In Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2 in your Bible, God set up his kingdom up on the earth. His will. You know, in that prayer where you say, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done, that's in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. His kingdom and his will. You want to find out what his kingdom and his will is? That prayer that you pray, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in my life here on earth as it is in heaven. You want to find out what that is? That's in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. What his will is, let's make man in our image and our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over all the earth. Let's form them a body from the dust of the ground and breathe and put on the inside of them, on the inside of that body, my little child, my little baby spirit, man. Let's plant an environment in the garden, an atmosphere, and a place on the earth, man, where they can thrive and grow and mature and become, boy, everything that I tell them that they are from. So he planted the garden, man, in the garden. And there he placed a man. And there he told a man to go on your way, man, to becoming who you already are. Boy. Sons and daughters of the Most High God with a kingdom. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is establish your kingdom on the earth. And if you stay hooked up to me and in line with me, man, and under my governing and tutorship and everything else, then, boy, you're going to establish your kingdom, man, just like my kingdom. And you're going to be in your kingdom just like it is in my kingdom. And what my will going to be your will. You're going to have the same will that I have. You're going to have the same life that I have. You're going to have the same peace that I have. You're going to have the same power that I have. You're going to say I have the same character, nature, and attribute that I have. You're going to be just like me. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is up, but that's the gospel of the kingdom, you know. And God is wanting you and I to come to the knowledge of that. So if you tune into this broadcast, let's just edify you in that. Hey, listen, they didn't have a one message. They went and preached the kingdom of God, cast out devils, and they came back rejoicing. And Jesus told them this. He said, listen, you rejoice because of that and everything else, but here's something what you ought to rejoice about. What? Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what I come on this radio to tell you, you know, that your names is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all you got to do is come on up to the podium, see your name written there, and just put a check by it. Yeah, present. Here, I receive it. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes to your will. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Come in agreement with his word. What you doing? Your name written there. All you got to do is put a check by it. Yeah. What that mean? That means you're present, baby. You received it, man. Yes and amen, man. How? By faith. Faith in what, Arthur? Faith in God's word. Listen, this is God's word to you. All of your inheritance. Everything that you lost in Adam, all of the kingdom of God, everything, all your sovereignty, all your dominion, all your peace, your joy, your healing, everything that you lost, man, that pertains to life and godliness, man, hey, my son Jesus Christ, I came through my son Jesus Christ to get that back to you. Now, I'm going to let you know that, boy, that's what's yours, and that's your inheritance, that you can come on into it now. You can come past the gates of Thanksgiving. You can't come no other way. You got to come through the gates now. What I'm saying, don't stop at the gates. You got to come through the course of praise. Don't stop at the course of praise. You got to come through the sanctuary, through the radio broadcast, through the message of the gift that God gave us, man. But don't stop there. But all the way past the dead, all the way into the presence of the Most High God, where you can hear God's word for yourself. That's what he's saying to you, boy. He want to talk to you yourself. And if you open up your heart and let him in, then you too will have fellowship with us. And our truth. Our fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Therefore, I decree and declare unto you that every weapon formed against you that try to separate you from the word of God, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Every chain that try to keep you bound, man, from coming to the knowledge of God's word for your life, I cancel this assignment against you. I take authority over every spirit that's assigned to your life that will separate you from the knowledge of God's will for your life. I bind it up in the name of Jesus, and I release the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit to flow forth in and to your life, all the way down through your life, to your next generation, to your children's children, children's children, children's children, only down to 1,000 generations, that it be unto you that it be in your life and unto you and your family according to God's word. Father, be it unto us according to your word, and we'll be careful to give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Therefore, we decree and declare that it is as you say it is. We have what you say we have. We can do what you say we can do, and we are who you say we are. Be it unto us according to your word.